W4HI Mobile, listening.
K4WCO. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Yesterday was the big day, so going forward, I'm just a poor old man living on Social Security.
I'm good on it for the last 10 years. I do have a pension, too, but pretty sure Medicare and Medicaid has been very good. I've had a couple operations this year and $0 out of the pocket, so we're all doing good. And I'm glad you're, now you still have your house in Gainesville, right?
Us coming, other side of the lake there, but yeah, we do. We'll slowly but surely clean it out. You know, we'll be going home or back to Georgia anyway. I guess this is home now. You know, a couple times a month for a couple of days at a time. Start sifting through everything, throwing things away. But, yeah, we'll be up here the majority of the time. Well, I don't plan on taking Social Security for 2 more years till 67. I got a bunch of mayonnaise jars buried in the backyard with some money in them, and I'll just dig them up as I need them. Hi.
Hey, Dad. I'm 73 now. I just had a birthday this week, last week. So, anyway. So, I've been taking it for a while.
Wade, I'm trying to minimize my taxable income so I can convert some of my 401k money over to my Roth and minimize the tax implications there. So, we kind of planned it this way. I got a little money squirreled away we can live on for now. So, not too terrible. I'm just looking forward to every day being Saturday, Bruce.
Where you got to figure out that you'd like to have a Monday once in a while, give you some crisis a little bit. But I'm still healing up. I had 2 surgeries, minor, but still invasive, and all rectifying problems. So, and I haven't swam yet. I haven't been to the YMCA in a long time. So I'm going to try now, see if I can start swimming.
To have a couple surgeries, but hopefully you'll come out better on the other end. And man, swimming is great exercise. Both my mom and my dad swam just about daily, you know, doing laps at the Y for years.
I kind of swim in the winter time in Pittsburgh at the YMCA. So long time. They're going to build rebuilding. They're going to double the size of the YMCA here in Oconee County here. They're going to make it really nice. A second pool, more things, basketball, all kind of stuff. Even in a seniors center. So I get special help on different kind of things. So. Anyways, that's good, John. It's a great new life. Now you just say that the only thing you'll have to go to is doctors. Unfortunately, the golden years are really for a lot of the doctors. 73. I'm here pulling into YMCA.
Good for you. And that's good timing. I'm just going up the mountain here to our house. We heard about 45 seconds. Never been to the Y here in Pickens. There's one just on the south side of Pickens. But it looks like a very nice facility. It looks very new. Michael, check that out. I'm probably going to join some kind of gym. Most of my exercise is walking. The wife and I walk 4 miles a day, and that's free. But can't do it on bad weather days, so going to look for something, some sort of alternative exercise. But good chatting with you, Bruce. Hopefully I'll talk to you more now that we're going to be up there a lot more. W4HI, K4WCO. 73.
I'm sure that's we call it the Clemson. It's not a Y, but it's Clemson. They have something that this one will never have. They have a warm pool, so you can go at the temperatures like 94 degrees. Not a hot tub, but it's a warm pool, so it's supposed to be nice. But anyway, yeah, they're really nice during the wintertime having that. But I like walking in the wintertime, so hey, the wintertime ain't nothing here. 73 W4HI.